Today's reading passage is Proverbs chapter 26, verse 15. Proverbs 26, 15. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is weary of bringing it to his mouth again.
Last time, I gave you the definition of the man of, sluggard. Well, actually, the meaning and definition of laziness is much broader than you think. So, to be specific, the one who tries to receive more than he deserves or he worked for, all in a sluggard. And that includes a spiritual in a sluggard. You know, who doesn't want to work, who doesn't prepare for tomorrow, who postpones what he has to do. All these kind of people are sluggard, lazy people. And those who don't do their job with joy, they're all sluggard. I told you about those types in the last message. So, I give you three types of sluggard. First is the one who wants more than he deserves. Second one is the one who doesn't walk the right path. Third one was the one with the heart of an excuse. I hope that you can become you will not be a sluggard. So today, I'm going to deliver the second part of the sluggard. I'm going to talk about three more types of sluggard. First one is who does not long for spirit, who doesn't practice spirit. Second one is who doesn't develop himself. Third one is who thinks and says wise, but their words and behaviors are not organized. So first one is, who does not long for spirit, who does not practice spirit. Proverbs 21:25 says, the desire of the sluggard puts him to death, for his hands refuse to work. You want to go to good heaven, you want to live in the blessing of God. All of you saying you don't want to get off at the third kingdom of heaven. You want to get off at the New Jerusalem, and you want to go to the between the first and second floor of Castle of the Shepherd. Then you have to do more than you can do. If you don't do that, then it can be laziness. Every day you have to run after the desire of spirit. And you have to control yourself. And you have to make yourself submissive. But without doing it, if you want to go to New Jerusalem, then you are lazy. Those people of spirit, those who long for spirit, work so hard to run after the desire of heart. Lazy people, sluggards, are greedy for good heaven and the blessing of God, but they don't want to pay the price. John 16:13 says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. So, when you are run after the desire of the Holy Spirit, you can come into truth and spirit, and you can receive blessing both in spirit and body. Those who know this wisdom cannot become lazy. When Senior Pastor delivered this message, the sluggard, it was time to enter the third prayer session. And he explained that he is learning the real depth of spiritual realm. For the last 32 years, Senior Pastor has devoted himself to learn more about Father God. He said, I am going into a deeper level of spirit that I didn't know before, so I'm so thankful. I thought I knew it, and even though I knew it, I cannot explain. But when many people of spirit are born, I can teach them. There is this level, and there is higher level than that. And to go through that level, to reach those in higher levels, you know, I have to teach them like this. But I cannot find such, you know, spirit, people of spirit, he said. He always wanted to show us the spiritual realm and how to get there. But back then, you know, there were not many people of spirit. But now, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, many people of spirit and whole spirit are being born. So senior pastor is showing, presenting, and expressing. And how Father God, you know, managed those works to give us the good in the weather during the summer retreat. We have to try so hard to go into the level where Father God wants us to reach. He said he was so thankful and he is so happy to go through higher levels of spiritual realm through countless fastings and prayer. He didn't say it was hard. He said he wanted to teach those in the spiritual people about deeper and higher level of spiritual realm. In Christian community or any pastors of the world, if they live their lives more than like 36 years with fasting and prayer to sanctify their hearts, then they must be able to understand the heart and will of God. And Father God will give them such a blessing. But they don't do it. They don't live like that. They don't live their lives with prayer. They don't seek for the will of God. They don't desperately pray for the word of God. But we have witnessed how our senior pastor has prayed. He knows Father God's heart and will more than anybody else to accomplish deep justice and love. However, his heart is always toward the Father God. So those who know this truth, those who are wise, cannot become lazy. Even though it is a little bit, you know, difficult, even though it is a little bit hard to make, you know, their body submissive, since they have longed for the rewards in heaven, they diligently run after the desires of heart, and they make their spirit and soul, you know, prosper. As they repeat this process, their heart will be filled with the truth by getting rid of untruth, even though it was difficult in the beginning. Even though it was difficult to follow the desires of the heart, as they fill their hearts with the truth, their hearts, you know, changed into spirit. And it is even more difficult to go against the will of the Holy Spirit. However, those sluggards run for their benefit or the flesh that will decay, even though they witnessed signs and wonders and experienced the spiritual works. You know, they were thankful and they were happy. However, once they go back to their world, you know, they couldn't cast off their desire for the world. So, there must be no spiritual growth. You cannot hold them. You cannot hold both of them in your hands. You have to let go of the desire for the world. Then you can grab the desire for the Holy Spirit. You cannot fill your heart with spirit as long as you have, you know, desire for the world. Those who are coming into spirit are quickly casting off the worldly things. They try to, you know, fix their you know, habits. You know, I saw someone lifting his shoulder high while praying, and I pointed it, and then I saw him pray again, and I saw that, you know, his shoulders, you know, were not being lifted up. You know, as I said, you know, they tried to fix even some awkward habits when they are touched. When they knew the heart of and the love of the Father God and grace of the shepherd in the beginning, you know, the grace and love is so great. However, even though you felt the grace and love, if you don't cast off the world, you cannot come into spirit. You have seen those young people who attended the summer retreat, remaining in a prayer place, and they felt the love of the Father God. And as they remember their love of Father God, they quit, you know, smoking and drinking, and, you know, they changed to live by the Word of God. You know, those people of spirit are good. You know, they don't just become, you know, they don't just envy. All you have to do is just, you know, cast off the world. When senior pastor went to seminary college, he once vowed for 200-day, you know, all-night prayer. He said he prayed from midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning. He went to sleep 5 o'clock in the morning, and he woke up 7 in the morning. It was before he started the church. So he closed the door, he closed the shop at 11:30 at night, and he went to church. And it took about like 50 minutes. And then he gave in a preparation prayer for about 10 minutes. And then midnight sharp, you know, he began in a vowed prayer, and he prayed until 4 o'clock. And then he went bed about 5 and woke up 7 to go to seminary college. From his house to seminary college, it took about like an hour. It wasn't easy to pray for 200 days. But Father God always waking up at the right time. He said, about 7 o'clock, he heard my voice. Daddy, Daddy. And he woke up and he opened the door and he couldn't find me though. I remember that. You know, I prepared in the senior pastor's in the lunch, and he was already in need, you know. He already woke up and he prayed. No, in his room there was a little table, you know, a sit table, and then there was the Bible and notebooks. But it was all organized. And he asked me, weren't you here before? No, I just came. And he said, I heard your voice calling me. And I opened the door and you were not there. Aha, Father God woke me up. That's what he said. For 200 days. In the middle, he thought, aha, Father God is waking me up. Myung-Lin hasn't come. So he changed his plan. When the footsteps are coming nearer and nearer, and then he was curious. He opened the door and nobody was there. So Father God changed the way of, you know, waking senior pastor up. So about in the middle of 200 days, you know, he let senior pastor hear the footsteps outside the door. Then he realized that, you know, Father God was waking him up. You know, when he didn't have alarm, he couldn't afford the alarm clock. So he wasn't easy to wake up in the morning. He worked in labor. It wasn't easy to wake up at 4. It wasn't easy. He went to bed about like 1 o'clock in the morning, but he had to wake up at 4. But then the Father God woke him all the time. But, you know, when the Father God, you know, woke him up, you know, he had to wake up. But for a couple of times, you know, he didn't wake up, but instead he went back to sleep again. Then, you know, and the Father God didn't wake him up. Then he said that, you know, to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you have to obey. When Father God gives you inspiration through the Holy Spirit, you have to obey that voice. You know, if you listen to the voice and obey the word and or the voice or the inspiration, you can do a better job. You have to have the heart of obedience. And through that obedience, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit even more clearly. But if you disobey once or twice, the voice of the Holy Spirit will not be heard anymore. From the novice, from the days of novice, the senior pastor has prayed to the Word of God and obeyed the Word of God so he could learn the deeper in the will and heart of the Father God. We have to apply his life to our life, and we have to ask ourselves whether we really thought and really sought after the will of God. Even when he was a novice believer, he was so thankful for being healed by the power of God. He tried to attend every kind of revival meetings, and whenever he knew the will of God, he tried to obey the will of God. When we obey the word of God like this, that we can truly change. The voice of the Holy Spirit is not something great. It starts from a very little trivial voice. But when you obey even that, you know, the little thing, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit better. You know, whenever I visit members, they said, you know, my child got changed. You know, as they woke up, they, you know, organized their in the bed, and, you know, they just woke up by themselves without, you know, parents, you know, bugging, you know, waking them up. And their faith grows up. The measure of faith was checked by Father God. One day, I visited a family. The man is a Christian, and the wife is a worker, church. We don't have, you know, such people like this, you know, in mommy members. But it was really the case. The wife does not like to cook. He just says, well, understand my situation. And he doesn't cook for her family. And then, but however, when she cooks, you know, her family have to eat that food for about a week. Now, the So, anyway, the wife has changed, and then he started to come. The husband started to come. Anyway, he said, once, you know, ladies become, you know, workers, don't they, you know, cook for husbands? And I said, no, as they become workers of the church, you know, they do better job than before. You know, they usually cook food and serve their husbands better. And the wife, you know, heard what I'm saying to her husband and said, well, Senior Pastor and Mrs. Bonney didn't talk me like this, but I was lazy. I just did as I pleased. You know, she repented before, you know, her husband. And she said, I will prepare and I will set the table for my husband. Now, do you think what happened? What do you think happened? Yes, she did as what she said. Now, later, she said, now I now, you know, wake them up, and I prepare and set the table for my family. And then the husband said, my family became so happy family. And the wife said, no, my husband became so kind. They said, you know, their family became a very happy family. You know, obey the Holy Spirit is not great job, you know. When you obey even a little thing like this, you can truly change. You don't come into spirit because you don't know about spirit. You don't come into spirit because you don't practice it. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 to 22 said, do not quench the spirit. Do not despise in the prophetic, you know, utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Senior pastor prays with all his heart and mind and strength. When he prays for 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, or 1 hour, he prays like that. You know, senior pastor explained this. Once, you know, Father God told him to pray until the sweat becomes a drop of blood. He said, I always thought about the prayer of the Lord. And I thought myself how much I have to pray fervently until my sweat becomes a drop of blood. He said it was pretty cold. He thought about the Lord, you know, how hard it was in Gethsemane when he thought about taking the cross. He knew everything. He knew that he had to take the cross. But he prayed like that. His disciples couldn't understand the Lord's heart. Even though they were with the Lord for 3 days, he couldn't understand the heart and sufferings of the Lord. How much and how definitely and desperately did our Lord pray. So when I prayed, calling out to the Lord, I prayed with all my heart and strength. So I prayed like that. So with all my heart, I put my hands together, and when I prayed like that according to the word of God, you know, my prayer became different. Of course, and I prayed desperately before too. But this time, I could see that, you know, when I put my hands together, it was different. With all my strength, I put my hands together. And I felt like that those two hands, those two palms were stick together. I remembered how, you know, our Lord prayed desperately. I prayed desperately too. You know, I feel like my whole bones and whole body got shrunk. I felt like my two hands were stuck together and they don't go off. I feel like I was like squeezing all my heart. It was different than before. Then I thought, how desperately did our Lord pray in the Gethsemane place? It was cold at night in Israel. It's like 15 in Celsius in April. Whenever I thought about it, my whole body was soaked in sweat. So as I prayed like that, it made me feel good. But, my strength were all leaked out from my body. Even for about an hour, all strength were leaked out from my body. However, my sweat didn't become like drops of blood. I could see all my blood vessels pop out. I thought that if I go a little bit hotter, then my sweat can become like a drops of blood. I'm not asking you to do exactly as I did. But you have to look back how desperately you pray with this kind of heart and this kind of faith, this kind of love for Father God's kingdom and His righteousness. You have to pray more desperately. You have to pray more than I prayed. So I, made up my mind again to pray so desperately like this again in this my prayer session, said senior pastor. He has lived his life with prayers. He has prayed so desperately like this. But he told us that, he would pray even more desperately as he himself thought that, felt his two palms got stuck together anymore. His whole body and bones got shrunk. Now, how should we pray as our senior pastor prays like this? 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 19 to 22 says, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from every form of evil. Those without evil are always happy. They don't judge. They don't condemn. They don't gossip. They rather give. They rather serve. They don't argue. They just give when they are asked. When they do like that, God of peace make them holy, and they, the Father God bless them to, and bless them so they know that their entire, their whole spirit and body become, spotless. Romans 12:11 says, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Some people are lazy to visit members. They don't pray because they are lazy, and they are late to services because they are lazy. You should not make any excuse. You have to come to the prayer place, the prayer time. If you are late quite often, you have to come to service or prayer meeting 10 or 20 minutes earlier to receive God's grace. As you do that, as your spirit and soul become prosperous, and Father God will give you rewards. So how great it is. So you have to get rid of, physical, laziness, but fervently serve the Lord. Arm yourself with the word of God. Pray fervently and cast off every evil. You have to pray like that. You have to wash your robe until it becomes bright white. As you cast off the affection to the world, your heart will be filled with hope for heaven, and that you will run after more desires of the Holy Spirit. The sluggards, second, do not develop themselves due to their laziness. Proverbs 26:14 says, as the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed.
Well, let me tell you what people says about it.
Turns on its bed. You know what it is, right? You know what hinges are. It holds the door, or, it holds the door to give the door to the right direction to rotate it. Sometimes you can find two in the hinges per door, or some big in the doors have like a four, or three or four. So the door is fixed to that hinges, so it cannot swing 360 degrees. Because of these hinges, there is a limit to its open. Okay? So those sluggers, turns on the bed, just like, doors, turns on its hinges. Those in the sluggers, turn on themselves on bed. But did you think about this verse as you read the Bible? Well, senior pastor explained this in great detail when he gave us the lecture on the Proverbs. I hope that you can listen or hear or listen to his lectures once again. There are some people who do not wake up well, even though they have so many alarm clocks. One alarm clock goes off, and then he waits until the other four alarm goes off. But those who are not lazy wake up right after the first clock if the first alarm goes off. So you have to examine yourself, what kind of laziness you have. Those sluggards do not improve themselves, even though they find something they are short of. Mommy members realize this and that. Oh, okay, because of this, I didn't, improve. Through the words of God, through the prayer time, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you realize this. But those who are lazy, those in the sluggards, do not practice what they realize. They don't try to change themselves. They just try to do as they used to do. Those sluggers turn on its back, to stay comfortably. without changing their situation. For 24 hours. Or if you have like, you know, closed in the circuit in the camera, you will see different yourself. You know, some said, you know, I don't eat much. You know, I work so hard to diet, to lose my weight. Well, somebody put on CCTV, and then we saw that, you know, that person ate like a whole bags of, you know, cereal for one meal. And, you know, they usually watch TV in a most comfortable in the posture. What if you look at yourself as, you know, those CCTV, records whatever you do during a day? Well, you have to examine yourself whether you obey the word of God and try to, you know, change yourself by practicing the words of God. They just do just what they like as they please. They do not make improvements. Well, you received great grace during your summer retreat. You felt Father God is alive. Such great grace and happiness and fullness you received. In the beginning of the summer retreat, you know, senior pastor said, you know, I was under the rain so joyfully. And well, we were under the rain. Well, I have the same memory too. When it rained, you know, I took the hands of my friend and I was under the heavy rain. My whole body got walked, you know, soaked. And I was so happy when I was under the rain. I felt like, you know, all those, you know, sinful attributes or anything in my nature got, you know, washed off as the rain, you know, falls down. You know, it was like the rain was not heavy rain. It was like, you know, drizzle, right? Such touching moment should change your life. You have to get off, you know, you have to get rid of your old self and you have to change yourself. You have to go over your limit and you should do what Father God wants. There are some people who take care of others at table. They take care of, you know, fish. They set the tables. Or when others are setting the table, they do the washes or they, you know, peel, you know, fruits. However, there are other people who just give orders. Can you give me the water? Can you give me the fruit? Why is it so slow? There are people like that who say like this. However, those who can change actually practice the idea of how they can serve others. They used to, you know, take off their shoes, you know, in a messy way, but now he always makes them, you know, organize. You know, some husband and wife, you know, argue over toothpaste. You know, husband uses squeeze the toothpaste in the middle, but the wife, you know, squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom. Over that toothpaste, you know, husband and wife got, you know, I mean, husband and wife argue over it. You should not do the way you like to do. You have to change yourself. If a secretary does not know how to please his boss or her boss, then, you know, the boss will not like it when his he cannot find his belongings any place. There was a CEO who said like this, I have two secretaries. One easily forgets. He does not put my things to the right place. But the other always organizes and he remembers exactly what I say. I usually put my stuff in the first drawer, but once I told him, no, put my stuff this time in the third drawer, and then he remembers and then put that thing into the third drawer. And he said, which secretary can I trust? He said, I'm not a secretary, so I put my stuff just any place. Would you say like this? Whatever you do, even trivial things, you have to remember and fix. You have to have a habit of organizing your stuff, your belongings. Because you're lazy, you don't want to go to that place to put your stuff to the, put your belongings to the original place. Or you just turn off your, the fan with using your, no toes, right? Without using your fingers. You have to examine yourself and fix it. Then you can save some time to find your belongings. To increase your faith, or to you have to make an effort. Then you will not stagnate. Sometimes you may face some hardships as you fix your old habits. When senior pastor faced this kind of hardships, he said that he remembers the moments of difficult time, difficult days. How my parents worked so hard in the field. And compared to their work, what I'm doing is nothing, he said. He said, he remembered how his parents worked. And he said he could do it because whatever he was doing was nothing compared to what his parents were doing. I was a student, and during the family service, he said this. When I came out of my room, I had to pass by the living room to go to the restroom. And when I came out, there were church members. So I had to go back to my room, change my clothes, to go to the restroom. Sometimes to drink water, I found church members in the living room. So I had to go back to my room, change my clothes, and I had to come out in neat dress. In an unexpected moment, whenever I found those church members, in unexpected moment, then I couldn't give a smile to them. The senior pastor during the family service, he said that, I hope that you can remember the days when we lived in Gemo area. Because when we lived in Gemodong, we were so hungry because we were poor. We were worrying about how to pay the rent. Sometimes we had to move out to a new place because we couldn't pay the rent. So he said, if you remember those days, you should be so thankful and how precious it is for those church members to visit us. I hope that you give a great smile to those church members. Senior pastor said. He always said, remember those days of difficult moments. Even if Father God gives a blessing, you should not be arrogant, thinking of those hard moments. Now, where are you now? Sometimes you face difficulties. Sometimes you find your shortcomings. When you didn't know about Mammon, when you didn't have hope for heaven, what were you then? But now, you now face this hardship of blessing to go to New Jerusalem. Then you have to take it as a blessing. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. You should not selectively leave your knowledge. You have to destroy every speculation and every lofty idea against the knowledge of God. You have to destroy your arrogance. and every lofty thing raised against the knowledge of God. So you have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Sometimes you say, you know, it's not against the will of God, so I can just do as I used to do. Well, that's not what Father God said. He said, make every thought in a captive. You have to submit yourself to Christ. Those are the new believers. Try to, judge the word of God. However, children of God who serve Father God as the creator of the whole universe, then you have to get rid of the knowledge that you acquired from the world. The signs and wonders and the works of Father God manifested in this church are going beyond the knowledge and wisdom of this world. So, it is wrong if you say amen only to the things that is according, that is in accordance with your idea. You have to make every thought in the cup captive. I mean, every thought captive to the obedience of God. Apostle Paul said in the 1 Corinthians 15:31, I affirm, brethren, by boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. You have to destroy your knowledge, theory, thoughts of the flesh, everything. Then you can receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit as you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When you don't use your fleshly thought, you know, you can overcome the enemy, devil, and Satan. But if you use your thought, then you may compromise. You may see the reality of the world and you may get back. But you have to make every thought in a captive to the obedience of God. And you have to cast off every form of evil. You may have some ill feelings against people, you know, whose personalities or their frameworks are not in accordance with yours. Then you have to think like this. You know, everyone is different in their nature, in their thoughts. 100%. So even if their ideas are not corresponding to your idea, you have to be able to give thanks and rejoice. Since you still have fleshly thought and your own wisdom, you have to die daily. You have to get rid of flesh. As you do that, then you will be able to put yourself and put blame on yourself. And you will have no ill feelings against anybody. You know, when you feel uneasy against anyone, then it means you still have flesh in you. When you have fleshly thoughts, when you have, you know, flesh in you, then that may combine with fleshly thoughts, then it may provoke flesh in your heart, and then it will eventually, you know, force you to have those ill feelings in you. So whenever you find such stuff, you have to get rid of it. You have to serve them better with deeds of love. Some say, you know, what he did was too wrong. I can understand him. Some people, you know, make excuse like this. Even though they have some, you know, some uneasy things in their heart, they try to suppress that ill feeling and they pretend as if they don't have such evil. So, you know, such people cannot find their true self. This is the habit of old. It is the nature of laziness in their darkness. And they go against the desire of the Holy Spirit. However, the people who are after the Spirit will think about the heart of Father God all the time. Is it the will of God? I think it is evil whenever I have ill feelings in me. How can I get rid of it? They think like this. And they try so hard to get rid of such a sinful nature. If you don't make an effort like this, then it is a laziness. Well, as you listen to the word, as you receive the grace, you decide to, you know, get rid of it.
Well, that's what they do, and they put blame on themselves. However, some people stop when they face their limit. However, the spiritual realm is to go over your limit and fill your heart with the heart and the will of Father God. However, such people go back to their old self. If you don't, you know, work so hard to go over the limit, you may go back to your old self. We cannot say you are making an effort. Well, I made an effort, but why don't I change? I pray so hard. As you make an effort, as you work hard, you may face more troubles. You have to make more effort. I put blame on myself. I prayed. I worked so hard, but I haven't changed. Well, it's because you haven't cast off completely. You just made an effort by 50% or 70%, but you stopped. It was so fun to watch those runners during the field games, right? It was in the relay runners. And then, however, when the runner fell down, and even if they ran good, you know, they couldn't win the race. In the course of our believing life, you may face your limit during, in the course of, getting rid of your laziness. Sometimes you feel so tired. Sometimes you witness something that you cannot understand. However, whenever it happens, you have to put blame on yourself. You have to get over your tiredness. And you have to, make use of your spare time. What Father God truly wants us, is for us to find our laziness and fervently cast off evil which is hidden deep inside our hearts. Ephesians 4:22-24 says that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. You know that there are different levels of faith. The faith of a child, faith of young man, faith of a father. Well, Senior Pastor says, as you come into Holy Spirit, you have to change more. Even though you have the father, faith of father, you should not stop there. The spiritual world is amazing, mysterious, and so deep. The heart of Father God is limitless. That's why, to go through those levels, you have to work continuously, and that's what Father God wants from you. You have to be patient, you have to endure again and again. As you go through those levels, first of all, you have to stand on the rock. As you stand on the rock, then you should not stop there. You should work hard to go into spirit. As you become man of spirit, you have to work so hard to come in to go into Holy Spirit. You have to make progress like this. Father God is limitless. Father God wants you to reach the faith of Father and even go higher and deeper of spiritual realm. And as you do so, Father God is more pleased. You know, when children know about parents, parents like it. And they can do things according to what their parents want. And those in the good children will work according to the parents' will and heart.
It is the same with the heart of Father God. The more you know about spiritual law and the spiritual realm, the more our Father God is pleased, and the more you can become one with the Father God. So, those who want to be united with Father God, those who go into higher level of spirit, Father God, they refine such people this way and that way, so that until he can understand the will of Father God even better. From the moment senior pastor met Father God, he has always wanted to more will and heart of Father God. And that's what we have witnessed. As you know more of our Father God, you will be given more power and strength. You should not be lazy. You should not be lazy for spiritual things. You have to work fervently, diligently to live by the word of God. Third, those sluggards think they are wise, but their words and deeds are not organized. Proverbs 26:16 says, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can give a discreet answer. There are people who think themselves wise. They think in others are not wise. However, Father God says, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can give a discreet answer. If you fall into this category, Father God will call you a sluggard. Those seven men who can give a discreet answer, the spiritual meaning is who know the truth and inform others with the heart of and the will of Father God whenever they need it. Number seven means the number of perfection. So, even though the sluggard, who knows the will of Father God completely, telling what to do, those sluggard people think that he is wiser than those people. Well, what senior pastor explained is not in accordance with my idea. Well, they are sluggard. They think, they manage, their own believing life. But they don't like to go beyond, what they used to enjoy before. They are like a door turning on its hinges. They don't listen to others' advice. There are people like this who are lazy in their believing lives. Or, I want to go to church, but I am afraid to be a, too much Christian. They say like this. They don't want to become like, so fervent Christians. When I heard it, the husband was not managing good believing life. The wife is a good Christian. And I, compare them. Well, that's what senior pastor said. That's what senior pastor said. The wife looked happier. Her skin was soft, which means, she is happy and she is healthy. However, the husband who didn't want to become a good Christian looked, not healthy. Well, if you do things in happiness, then it is more enjoyable, right? Let's say there is a man. The man who is good at swimming can swim in the pool for about an hour or two. Now, the one who cannot swim says like this. The swimmer, moves his hands and feet. His hands and feet, and then the one in outside the pool said, Well, the one, you know, that guy looks so tired, man. He's, you know, swinging his hands and feet all the time. He doesn't know how to swim. But, you know, to his eyes, the swimmer in the pool who swims really well looks so, you know, tired. Now, that's, you know, what I heard from senior pastor. So senior pastor talked to the husband, well, become a fervent Christian. Then you will make you happier. The deeper and deeper you come, I mean, the more and more fervent you become Christian, then the more happier and happier you will become. Because it means, you know, you are out of the world and you come deeper and deeper into the world of Jesus Christ. You fell into movies, games, and the entertaining stuff. Since you cannot get out of that, you cannot dip into the world of our Lord. But once you do that, then you will be happy. You say, you know, you don't want to come deep into the world of Jesus Christ, and you don't like to be like that. But once you do that, you'll be happy, and you'll be healthy. Senior Pastor explained that those who came into the world of Jesus Christ, spiritual realm, they became so healthy. Because it means they came into light. It is a great thing. That's what Senior Pastor said to the husband. You know, chances are that you cannot obey the will of God because you like what you enjoy now. You are afraid of, you know, casting off your affection to the world. Then you are those people who say, you know, whenever you see those in the good Christians, you ask them, I mean, what is the joy in your life to cast off from the world, but just, you know, pray and attend the services? However, those who live in fullness of the Lord, and those who, they are always happy because they live the life of communicating with Father God. Senior pastor is alone in his room. You know, when I was, you know, invited to Gethsemane place, I saw his room. I saw there was a shelf of, you know, Father God's in the Revelation. There are three, you know, cassette tape players. You know, he was studying one English lesson, and then there was a tape recorder for listening to the services, and another one, the other one for the listening to Father God's Revelation. Some people say, you know, they cast off all the worldly things, so they got no joy. However, the joy in heaven, the joy they receive, the joy they enjoy, cannot be compared to anything in the world. The glory on this earth cannot be compared to the glory of heaven. No matter how happy you are on this earth, it is a momentary thing. It cannot be compared to the happiness in heaven. It cannot be compared. Through a summer retreat, you experienced happiness and joy that you cannot experience, you cannot taste in this world. You know, when I was so happy when dragonfly sat on my fingertip. And this time, you know, I had the dragonfly on my, you know, chest. I had dragonfly on my head as a brooch. I saw two dragonflies on your head, you know, people told me. I saw that, you know, many male members have, you know, those, you know, dragonflies on their head. Before, I used to say, dragonfly, please come to me. And this time, you know, they just come to me without calling on them. I was so happy to be with them, with those dragonflies. You were happy to see those dragonflies sitting on your forehead, your face, your head. And we were so touched as dragonflies, you know, flew in a formation. Last year, 2 years ago, you know, the second parish became the fourth. So we thought, we said, no, we are happy even though we just won only one gold medal. We were happy, but this time, we won five gold medals. And we cannot express our joy. We were so happy. We had a smile all over my face. While during the lunch, and I sent text message to one member, you did a great job. And then she sent a text message that workers of the third parish are so happy, and then we didn't come down from the jumping park. They looked so happy. You know, I heard that kind of testimony. As I, you know, some said, you know, it's over like a 30 degree in Celsius, and you did a field games. He didn't go to the summer retreat. We said, we were so happy because the temperature was like 22. There were like Our parish members were so happy to prepare those in field games, those in cheering, in the competition, and then they were so happy. And that kind of joy and happiness were given from heaven. No, let's say, even if they got paid for what they were doing, they couldn't do that job with such joy and happiness. But for summer retreat, when they worked for the Father God's kingdom, they were so happy. We were so happy when we won one gold medal last year. But this time, when we won five gold medals, I cannot the happiness I cannot express enough. The reason I'm telling you this is the joy that Father God gives through summer retreat, the happiness that Father God gives, the evidence of witnessing Father God's power manifested by a senior pastor. Senior pastor sang praises with tears, and he confessed to see us in New Jerusalem. And we were so touched as he was singing those praises. Such a joy and happiness, it cannot be replaced with anything in the world. And you know this. That's why you don't long for this world, but you long for heavenly stuff. Grace and touching moment and happiness that Father God gives cannot be replaced with anything in this world. You have to discover affection to the world. If you think you say you are wise, then you have to get rid of the tribute of the sluggard. Proverbs 19:15 says, laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. I said, sluggards want for more than he deserve. Even if he wants something, he doesn't make an effort. He just tries to sleep more and take rest more. He always tries to get things without doing anything. They would like to get something what others get. In other words, they want it for free. Such lazy people, do not organize his own stuff. He doesn't have any idea about when he has to start this and until when he has to finish this. And his words and his thoughts are not organized well. And he's not controlling his behaviors. He looks always messy. He doesn't do his job well. If he was not instructed, he wastes his time without doing anything. You have to check yourself whether you are doing like this. When a boss, when a company hires people, What kind of people, you know, does the company hire? Do you think that the company will hire those who have idle thoughts all the time, who does not organize stuff, who does not work so hard, but waiting for the 5 o'clock alarm? Do you think the company will hire such people? Or those who are not lazy, who does the job, who prepares things in advance? The company will hire those who can do more than he, you know, he does, you know, who does job more than he can do. If the company knows that, you know, you are lazy, you cannot manage your job, if you waste your time, then you will not be hired by the company. So you have to look back. You try so hard to do more than you were instructed without wasting your time. You have to examine yourself whether you are a type of person who, you know, improve yourself, or he does more than what is instructed. Such lazy people cannot be acknowledged by people. So such people become hungry. And even worldly people do not consider them good. However, sluggards do not call themselves they are lazy. They don't, and if they say, I'm a lazy person, my words and, you know, my behaviors are not, you know, work together, then they can change. However, they don't say like that. They always make an excuse. When people organize stuff, then those lazy people say, you know, they will eventually, you know, make things messy again. Why do they have to, you know, organize those stuff? They postpone what they should do. They don't learn from those who are not lazy. How did you do your homework when you were students? Did you do your homework right after you came home? Or you play first and then did your homework right before you went bed? You have to remember and look back. Pastors Kim Soo-jung Kim, Pastor Crystal Kim, and Sung-shin Kim work together in Third Parish. They prepare the sermon scripts, you know, very early in advance. They, I heard that, you know, they, you know, prepare those words of God on the script many, many times. I thought myself that, you know, they were the types, you know, who did their homework right after they came back home. Because, you know, they, far in advance, you know, they prepare their sermon scripts. So you have to always look back on yourself and then what type of person you are. You have to figure out whether you try to learn from wise words or you don't try to learn from those advice. I'm not healthy. I feel fatigue easily. Then such people will be tired again and again. You have to fix yourself. You have to. I mean, those, you know, diligent people try to, they acknowledge their laziness and they try to find the time that they are wasting and fix it. You know, 24 hours are given to everybody. Lazy people waste their time for nothing. However, those who have goals, those who long for spirit, save such time. They even save time for eating and sleeping to spend the time for Father God's work. There are people who take rest every Saturday, who got off sharp, who spend more time than their lunchtime. However,
There are also people who take quick lunch, or they fast, but they work even on Saturdays without taking, without minding their, work. I see some people, those people say, I got my measure of faith increased. They try to improve themselves even though they have to work all day long. Such people learn the unlimited spiritual realm. They go through those spiritual realms by the help of the Holy Spirit. So you have to examine yourself whether you look at things with your fleshly viewpoint or the spiritual viewpoint. Because the spiritual people, people of spirit and Holy Spirit, can find ways in any situation. Such people can advance to heaven and go to New Jerusalem and between the first and second floor of New Shepherd's Castle. Let me conclude this message. As I listened to the message about sluggard, I found various types of laziness. Those who receive grace but do not practice it. Those who put too much world, who don't long for a spirit, who wants more than he deserves, those who want luck, those who give up easily, those who give excuses. I could find so many types. So you have to examine what kind of laziness you have. You should practice the grace that you received. Once you start work, then you have to finish it. You should not think you are the only one who is right, but you have to listen to others. There are people who try hard to find their shortages. Whenever people, others are advising them, they always say, thank you. Thank you for giving me advice. And they try so hard to change themselves. Such diligent people always listen to others and acknowledge their shortages, shortcomings, and change themselves. As I listened to Senior Pastor's messages, I heard that it is a great laziness in a spiritual way not to pray. He always mentioned to pray habitually. There is a parable in the Bible about laziness. Proverbs 26 verse 13 says, the sluggard says, there is a lion in the road. There is a lion is in the open square. They say, the lion is on the street. The lion is in the square. So I cannot get out. They make an excuse like this because they don't want to go to work. Well, until Senior Pastor explained, I couldn't understand what it meant. Proverbs 26:14 says, as the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his back. Until Senior Pastor explained it, I couldn't understand its spiritual meaning. Since the door, the turn on its hinges, it does not go over its limit. Such lazy people cannot improve themselves like this. As you listen to the Word of God through Senior Pastor's sermons, it is a great grace. In this session, I talked to you about three types of sluggard. Those who do not long for spirit. Those who do not improve themselves. Third, those who call themselves wise, but not organize their words and behaviors. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may check yourself back, look back on yourself, and become a diligent people in the sight of Father God. Let's think over the message and pray together.
할렐루야 사람과 은혜 아버지 하나님 감사합니다. 목자께서 잠언 강해를 통해 게으름에 대해서 말씀을 풀어주셨는데 그 말씀 하나하나를 우리가 함께 이렇게 상고해 보았습니다. 게으름에 많은 유형들이 있었고 변명하고 행하지 않았고 행하다가 한계에 부딪혀 멈춰버렸고 남의 말에 경청하지도 않았고 아버지 이런 모습들을 들으며 내게 어떤 모습이 있었는지 내가 지혜로운 사람이 되고 부지런한 사람이 되어 남의 말을 더 잘 듣고 부족한 것을 발견하고 한계가 내 안에 부족함이 있으면 한계가 온다 할지라도 그것을 극복 가요. 변화와 생명으로 나와 아버지 기뻐하시고 더 내 믿음의 분량도 단계도 아버지 영의 세계가 얼마나 깊고 무궁무진한데 그 단계 단계를 뚫어갈 수 있는 복된 성도님들이 될 수 있도록 축복하시며 함께 주옵소서. 감사하고 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
영상을 통해
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Those who are sick, lay your hand on your chest. Those who are not sick, lay your hand on your chest for the desire of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, through satellites, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all those children of God around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Father, protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, evil forces of darkness, and go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving spirit, separating spirit, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect your children, their family, their workplace and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Please keep their heart and mind from worldly things, and let them love God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received His answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.